To prevent this, then, let's care for our neighbours, as we would for ourselves, and let's extend this understanding to the Church as well, caring for all its members. The Church, after all, is diverse, with some members more privileged and some less so. For instance, there are groups of virgins, gatherings of widows, and societies of those in holy matrimony. In short, there are many levels of virtue. And this is true for charity as well. Some donate all they have. Some merely maintain the essentials and ask for nothing more. Some give from their excess. Regardless, all these individuals enrich one another. And if those with more were to disregard those with less, they would do themselves the most harm. For example, suppose a virgin looks down on a married woman. She would lose a significant portion of her reward. And a person who has given up all they have, if they were to criticize one who hasn't done the same, they would lose much of the reward of their sacrifice. Why only talk about virgins, widows, and men without possessions? What could be humbler than those who beg? Yet even beggars play a significant role in the Church, clinging to the sanctuary doors and providing an essential service, and without them, the Church won't be complete. This, it seems, was recognized by the apostles who early on mandated the existence of widows within the Church, appointing deacons to oversee them. They are included amongst the ranks of bishops, presbyters, deacons, virgins, and nuns in my tally of Church members. Their role is by no means insignificant. While we attend the Church as we please, they are there day and night, singing hymns and praying, and not just for charity. Their faith is genuine. Despite their dire poverty, you'll never hear them blaspheme or complain like many rich men's wives often do. Some of them go to sleep hungry, and others suffer from relentless cold, yet they spend their days in gratitude and praise. Even if you give them a penny, they're thankful and shower the giver with blessings. And if you give nothing, they won't complain, but will still bless you, feeling fortunate just to have enough for daily needs.